John McDaniel just said, I think on multiple occasions this year, and maybe you have too, about the desire for offensive balance. And I wonder if Sunday maybe is an example of you go into a game hoping to have it, but the way the game plays out, score, game flow, what have you, you started out running and then you got down by a couple of scores and then you went past heavy. So I guess my question would be, do you go into a game hoping to have it, but based on how things play out, you may not, and I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's not all that important as long as you win the game.
That's the most important thing. And when you go into the game, you have a lot of different plays and you're ready for a lot of different situations. But as the game unfolds, sometimes there's a balance and sometimes it tilts more one way than another based on any number of circumstances. So, we try to do what we think's best and that's based on all those circumstances. And the most important thing is to move the ball and score points offensively. So if we're doing that, regardless of how we're doing it, we're doing a good job. And if we're not, then we need to find a way to do it better. So it's balancing as much a concern for me as moving the ball and scoring points. That's really what I'm prepared for.
Mm-hmm. Bill, just wanted to ask you about the Dolphins' offense. Obviously, when you guys saw them in week one, there wasn't much of a track record to go off of in terms of what you guys could prepare for defensively. You knew the coaching staff, I remember you hadn't seen this coordinator with this offense. So I'm just wondering now, after having a look at these guys, maybe how their offensive scheme has changed, if at all, since then.
I think it's but modified a little bit through the course of the season. They haven't really been a much of a no-huddle team this year. Of course, we know they have it and have to be ready for it, and that could all change in 1 week. But to this point, that hasn't been. They haven't done a lot of that. They use a lot of multiple receivers. Clay is a mismatch guy in the game. He hasn't always been in there. He's at times been available, but he's missed a couple games. He was back last week against Baltimore. So he can do a lot of different things for him, get some versatility in the offense. But, it's a lot of three receiver sets with, Landry, Hartline, and Wallace. And Miller's done a great job of running the ball. He's a very, very good back, hard to tackle, good speed, quickness, vision. So he's a hard guy to bring down. And I'd say that they've done a good job in a lot of the games that they've won in being able to control the ball, run the ball, throw possession passes, control the ball, make the defense play a lot of plays, put their defense on a long field. And that's really what hurt us in the first game. We weren't able to create any negative plays. We weren't able to put him in any long yardage situations. We weren't able to create turnovers. We got him in the first half when they dropped the ball. But, once that they stopped doing that, we weren't able to really cause enough. And they just maintained ball control and stayed on the field and just ran too many plays. So, gotta somehow find a way to get him off the field, get him in some longer yardage situations, and make some third down stops.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good. Good. How's it going?
Not bad. Thanks for asking, Coach. I just wondering apropos your time-tested belief, which is borne out, which is, we've said it in the past, football begins after Thanksgiving. Last week, the Ravens made this great drive just before halftime and kind of was a real trendsetter in that game, turning the game around. Miami now is really playing going for broke, and you know they play aggressively, defensively. Anyway, it seems to me, uneducated opinion, with Wake and Vernon come in, you know, pressure. Do they increase the pressure? Does a team like that stay in character for what they've done all season? Are there different things that you need to go into this game expecting changes, perhaps?
I think they've been pretty consistent, really, throughout the course of the year in their variety of defense. They, you know, they mix in some three-man rushes. They mix in some max pressure where they bring everybody, and then they, you know, they do a lot of things in between. There's a lot of four- and five-man rush. Five-man rush comes from a lot of different combinations, be a safety, nickel back, a linebacker. Sometimes it's two guys with a defensive end out in coverage. Some of that's split safety coverage. Some of it's post safety coverage. Some of it's man, some of it's zone. So,
yeah.
And then they have all their four-man rush coverages and coverage variations. So they're not the type of team that's just going to sit in one thing all day. They like to mix it up and keep you off balance, and they've been, as you said, pretty successful defensively doing that. So, I mean, I wouldn't really expect that to change too much. You know, in certain situations, third down, red area, you know, they may have something special, you know, there, which they've done that. But I'd say for the most part, they have a pretty extensive package. It has a lot of variety to it. Terms of, you know, man, zone, how many guys are coming, which guys are coming, that they do a good job of just keeping mixing it up on you so that you can't just dial in on one thing. And,
right.
I mean, it's the 14th week of the season. I don't think they're going to put in a new defense this week any more than we would or anybody else would. So,
of course,
they'll probably maybe modify some things that they're doing for a particular situation, but they've been very successful doing what they're doing. I don't think there'll be a lot of change.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. I'm just looking at what Ryan Tannehill has been able to do this season, and as he goes along, it seems, you know, he's taking care of the ball pretty well in the last few games, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, and he also seems to take a lot of sacks, and he's also a very accurate passer. Can you just maybe evaluate where he is in the last 5-6 games, maybe in contrast to even the beginning of the year, or just, you know, where he's developed from since he's been at that spot?
You know, well, again, I think that their offense, especially when they're in control of the game, is one that, you know, very much takes what the defense gives it. They go where it's light, so. A lot of the passes that they have are, you know, again, plays that take advantage of a defense that's got a lot of guys in one part of the defense, maybe to stop the run or to, you know, load up on one thing and they go somewhere else. So there's a lot of bubble screens. There's a lot of look type passes, slants, play actions, you know, so. And the more of that you give them, the more of that they'll take. The less of that you give them, then the more they'll hand the ball off to Miller and their backs and, you know, grind it out that way. So I think the biggest thing for Tannehill is, and in those run plays, you know, there's most of the time, or a good part of the time, there's a quarterback part of the play, option part of the play, keep. And, you know, he does that with discretion, but when he does it, he, you know, usually hurts the defense and he's put off some big runs. So I think the thing he does the best is control the game, manage the game, manage the offense. They, as I said, they have multiple options on a lot of plays, and he's picking out the best one. I'd say he's done a pretty good job of that. And, you know, as far as, you know, his athletic skills, I mean, he's a very capable runner, scrambler, bootlegs, things like that. He's, you know, can also stand in the pocket and, you know, throw the ball in third down, 2-minute situations, drop that pass if that's what they want to do. But it seems like most of the time they don't want to just go back there and drop back and throw 45 times. It's usually in some combination of reads with another play, whether it be a running play or maybe one or two running plays, and then some type of pass option to the perimeter if the defense is inside, or something that would allow them to, you know, take a shot down the field if you have a lot of guys up close. So he does a good job of getting them kind of where they need to be on that field.
I just wanted to. Sorry, you used the term game manager, and for some reason that's become a pejorative or an insult to quarterbacks. And I wondered what your feeling was on when someone is described as a good game manager at the quarterback position. I would think that's a compliment.
As I tried to describe it, I mean, I think they give him multiple options on every play. I think it means that they're given a lot of responsibility. And he's the one that has to, you know, at the line of scrimmage, get him out of a bad play if that's what's necessary. And then after the ball's snapped, decide what to do on the play, whether it's hand the ball off, keep it and throw it. You know, it's the third part of the option, which some of their plays have. I think that's a lot of responsibility to give the player. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of confidence in him, and he does it well and has done it well. So that's, you know, getting the team in the right play and then making the right decision after the ball is snapped is, you know, about as much responsibility as you could possibly give a player. I mean, what else could you ask him to do?
Thank you.
Bill, I jumped in late here, so I hope this hasn't been asked, but your team has an opportunity to clinch the division this Sunday, and I'm wondering if you'll address that with your team at some point this week, and if so, what do you tell them about that topic?
We wouldn't waste a lot of time on that. It is what it is. It's what the standings are, so. Probably cover that in about 15 seconds and move on to Miami. And that's what we need to. That's what we need to talk about. We talk about how to play offense, defense, and special teams against the Dolphins a lot better than we did the last time we played them. Which wouldn't take much, but we need to do a lot better job. We got to coach better. We got to play better in every phase of the game. Didn't do anything down there well enough to deserve to win. And those are the results. So if we don't do a better job than we did the last time, then I'm sure we'll have the same results, maybe worse. Gonna have to do things a lot better than we did in the opener. So that's what we'll be talking about this week: what to do and how to do them, and hopefully we can have a better game plan, do a better job preparing the team. Team can do a better job of performing and playing than all of us did the last time we played them.
Hi, Bill. I was just wondering, when 14 weeks have passed between playing the same team like it has with the Dolphins, what factors into deciding whether to change the game plan versus deciding, to just execute your game plan better based on the opportunities you had when you saw them on game film?
I think it'll be a combination of both. We've looked at the first game. I think some of the things that we did had some success with, or we kind of felt like it was the right idea. Maybe we needed to execute it better or coach it better, but you know, we kind of had the right idea. There were some other things that I don't think we really want to run this time around. Based on where we are and maybe based on, you know, watching them play 13 games and seeing how they've attacked or defended different things over that period of time. Some things they've continued to have trouble with, there's other things that they've shut down pretty well. So we certainly know a lot more about him than we did going into opening day. And a lot of the personnel positions are one way or another more defined. In some cases it's due to injury, and some players are out of the game. In some cases, other players have emerged or have become more, taken a bigger role, again, for one reason or another, or that weren't even on the team then, both teams. So that, that'll play into it a little bit too. So it's a lot of moving parts there, but I would say the basic answer to your question is I think it's a combination of both. Some things are the same. Some things will want to continue to emphasize against them, but things are maybe a little bit different, and we'll want to modify those somewhat.
Phil, a quick follow-up. Is roster change, i.e. the injuries, the biggest determining factor in that decision?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily all injuries. We acquired guys like Bolt, Blunt, Casillas, Branch, Ayers, guys like that that weren't even part of the conversation the last time we played them. They have guys like Stanford, as an example. Guys that Don Jones, I mean, he was on our team, now he's on their team. So those guys are in different places than they were in that game. So some of it's injuries, some of it's just player movement in the National Football League, like every other team in the league has. I mean, there's no team that's the same as it was 13 weeks ago from a personnel standpoint. It just doesn't exist. So it's all, the other team we'll talk about is changing, and the other team that they're playing has changed, and that's the way it is with these two teams, Miami and New England.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Thank you. See you tomorrow.